We'll call the December 5th, 2018 Planning Commission meeting to order. First order of business is minutes of our November 17th, 2018 meeting. Any additions or subtractions or anything sort of like that? I will entertain a motion to approve.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, you what? You're motioning?
Approving it. Motion.
Need a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes as mailed or whatever. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. None, okay. Passed. Number three, Midwest Campus Plan Review for a new tenant. What you got, Sarah?
Yes, so Midwest Campus has a new tenant that they would like to have on their site. This tenant is Colin Peterson's office. He serves in the, you've got my notes, he serves in the house. He's part of the Agriculture Committee. So Midwest feels that that's a good fit for for the campus, as he's really involved in the legislation for all of that. He would be in the main, that office would be in the main building, so where Joanna Schropp's office is all of that, so right in that main area. Another small office. They are currently located downtown, so they would be moving out of that space and into the campus. They're looking at, I think they want to start their lease on January 2nd. So it would be a pretty quick transition. Other than that, like I mentioned, it fits with that kind of agriculture technology side of the campus.
What do we need to vote on then?
So it's a plan review. So we'll have to read the findings of fact, and then it'll be a roll call vote.
Gotcha. Findings of facts.
Nothing crazy for staff comments.
Okay, I get to read them all. Are you ready? Okay. Number one, that the conditional use and plan review with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance and is conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. Number two, that there was no factual demonstration of any substantial ethical negative impact on values to properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional use / plan review. Excuse me. Number three, the conditional use / plan review will not result in destruction, loss, or damage of natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Number four, that the conditional use / plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding properties for uses permitted in the district as zoned. Number five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. And number six, that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. And number seven, the conditional use / plan review will be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area / neighborhood. So I go to the commission for any discussion?
Discussion, motion.
Any discussion, and I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation of the plan in accordance with the conditions set forth by city staff.
Okay. Now you're a second.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. This is a voice vote.
Roll call.
Roll call vote, I mean. Don't. I did that wrong. So, roll call. Jeff started out.
Aye.
John.
Aye.
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 Aye. Six ayes, zero nays. Passes.
Perfect.
Okay, let's see. Do we have any, do we got number four?
Number four, yes. Miscellany.
You got any miscellany?
I do. I've got several just quick discussion update points. It is that time of year for committee reappointments. And so we've already actually gone through that process. Everything's been vetted through council. So Jonathan and Terry Seek are actually in unique positions where they finished out previous commissioners' terms. So they are actually eligible for another 2 terms. So they will start that first term on January 1st. So you can stick around for a while longer. Margaret will, at the end of this year, she will have completed her 2 terms. And so Christina is here tonight just to kind of observe, because January 2nd is going to be a busy meeting. But she will be replacing Margaret in that position. So we will continue to have a full commission. Second point of miscellany, the Dairy Queen First Street fence has been complete. Jeff and I had a quick discussion about that. They have completed the fence, but there is, well, there's several gaps. There's one for a tree.
Yes.
There's a couple 6-foot panels missing, I would assume for maintenance, but there's also a 30-foot gap missing. But they claim that is also for maintenance. So if anybody wants to discuss that, they're welcome. I know Jeff kind of said it's good.
I think, as I remember looking at it, I didn't go back since we talked the other day.
Yeah.
I think the 30-foot gap is right by the, is kind of an entrance to the big storm pond, if I remember right. And that would make sense that if they have to go in and dig out the pond or do some maintenance or get in there and clean things out, that they would have maybe not quite a 30-foot gap, but I mean at least probably 20 to get trucks in and out of there if they have to.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. So,
and even the 6-foot gap, if they're using some bigger mowers, is probably pretty darn tight if they're using a commercial mower.
I just thought I would bring it up for discussion just because this has come up before.
Where's the 30-foot gap at?
So the fence currently lines this road, and then there's a gap kind of actually right back in this corner here.
Okay.
That's so, the 30-foot? That's the 30-foot. There's another 6-foot kind of right
the
here.
The pond's right there.
Okay. The pond's in that.
Right there.
In
right in here, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But there's stuff in
the
back.
The same owner who owns Dairy Queen also owns this property currently.
So he wants to maybe so go he's, through that hole. To
he's talked about building something there. I'm not sure where he's at with that thought. As for complaints, I believe this property owner had contacted Public Works about it, and they had gone out. here's a good. They did actually draw this map. So I don't know if everyone's gathered around that. The 30-foot gap is right here.
Is that pond? I'm trying to remember. It's the pond is outside.
I think the pond is back here.
It's on quick trips.
Mm-hmm.
Quick trips. Yeah. The pond.
So, but and there's some ditch and stuff where that fence goes straight west.
Yeah. Here?
Yeah, there's some. So that part of it there is enclosed in that fence,
right? Yeah, there's
some,
like, bankments or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's stuff back in there that's what I was
Yeah, and I think
thinking.
There's another 6-foot gap back kind of in that area.
Well, why does he need the 6-foot gaps if he has a 30-foot gap?
Well, the one...
I'm not sure of that answer.
There's one just straight north of Terrace Drive, whatever, and that's because there's a tree right in line with the fence.
But there's two more.
But there's two, so there's actually three, So there's the one for the tree down here.
Yeah.
There's one here, and what engineering and I had talked about was you could kind of view this as a continuation of Hillcrest Drive, you know, kind of as an access point. Yeah. Technically not public land, but owned by Dairy Queen currently. So if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do.
So is he just mad that he can see all the cars coming in or something?
Well, so I believe this property owner is concerned just of visibility because there is a 30-foot gap. He stores some things, a trailer that's allowed to be in his side yard that he's just concerned of other people seeing.
Is there, did Quick Trip put a fence behind there?
Yeah, the Quick Trip did their fence here and then all the way back.
Yeah, that one's done.
That's funny, I didn't notice that. I was just at Dairy Queen last night.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the tree gap, but not the other ones.
Didn't Quick Trip actually come from that, going straight south? Didn't they actually turn and come east to that, right, that corner right there, right?
Yep, so they finished right here where we had requested them.
Well, I mean, the only one that I think really has to be open is the one with the tree.
Yeah.
And if he's got, you know, why he's got that 30-foot one, I guess, I was just taking a guess if that's, he needs to get some equipment or something back there. But,
yep.
But if it needs to be closed, it needs to be closed.
Yeah.
But then he's closing off his own property, isn't it?
Yeah, but he could have put the fence on the other
side. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yep, and that was the discussion that I had with him several times, was it's as the property owner, it's your choice. Your commercial property needs to be screened from the residential. Now, whether you want to outline your property or you want to parcel that off, I don't have a preference.
Quick Trip, if I remember right, when they came down and went east to that corner right where your marker is, I think they even put one section of fence coming back down south. It's supposed to hold the corner, but for Dairy Queen to take off from
that point,
to go and come up. So when he started going cross country, it was like, why are you doing
that?
Well, he saved footage, obviously, but...
And it was probably easier working there rather than following that property in a little ditch down there, but
his concern is access, then why would he do it that way?
Yeah.
Well, he owns that.
Well, and technically,
so that is a lot of
I'm not sure about this.
Right. Yeah.
So just build it right the first time.
I would assume that Hillcrest Drive goes all the way to here. I believe this is public road.
Mm-hmm.
Which would mean he would have access from Hillcrest Drive to that property.
If he sells that lot off, he's going to have to take that fence down, and he's going to have to put it back the way it was supposed to be to start with.
Right? Yeah, it depends on if it would fall residential or commercial.
Yep.
I think right now it's zoned residential, maybe.
That one outlot, that one.
Is that even buildable?
That one right there.
This one?
Yeah.
He owns that,
and
right?
And there's storm sewer and
stuff
going into that pond. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going
through.
There's
a big manhole that was down
there. I don't even know if that's buildable.
Well,
yeah, I don't remember what engineering's drawings were. The fence was supposed to be finished prior to Dairy Queen being built.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
It's only a year and a half behind.
Just trying to track down all those pieces at this point is...
I don't know.
Well, the whole point of this fence going up is to block the residential from seeing the commercials.
Yep.
So I think he's got to fill those gaps in. Whether or not he thinks he's going to build or need access, he can put a gate in if he needs access.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's,
so
yeah,
I think
that's
you fill them in.
Yeah, fill them
in. Especially if that neighbor said something already.
Yep.
I think
we want a gate.
I don't know.
Well, we're not really discussing.
We're discussing.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, miscellaneous questions. So.
Yeah. But yeah, he could put a gate in. That's what I was thinking too.
That would be my thought too.
Contact him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Because I'm making an assumption too. He probably wants to get back in or do some maintenance.
Right.
So
it's
put a gate in.
Put a gate in, or do like she said and come in from what is that terrace or whatever that is?
Yeah, Hillcrest.
Hillcrest.
He can come in from there.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to me like he really cares what we're talking about.
Well, he hasn't for a year and a half.
No. The idea was to shield the people from all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now he's left that big lot that they're sitting and looking at.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to do something. I mean, it was clear in the wording to follow the property line of the houses.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Unless he just told the builders to do something and they didn't even get any instructions.
Right.
Okay.
I will move forward with we want a gate.
Yep.
Last item, really quick, on the Midwest kind of thought, I guess. Joanna Shrupp and I had a conversation today talking about just the requirements for the technology zone. So currently as it stands, there's a a very specific list of things that can be out there, kind of with that idea that it's geared towards that agricultural technology realm. However, everything requires plan review. And so as with the plan review that we just saw tonight for the office space, she has just posed the question of, is there any interest in rethinking some of that land use structure? Is there anything like office space? And Bruce and I talked about perhaps even office space with a certain square footage or something like that, that we would just allow permitted outright versus going through the plan review process. Because kind of at this point, the campus has been there for about 12 years. They know what they want out there. They know what the feel is. They know what their purpose is. And so is a 200 square foot office space or perhaps a few of these other items on the list worth a plan review still? Is that still something that we want to vet every single thing that's out there? Or do we think about a different structure?
Maybe some in the middle would say that we didn't have to go through all this plan review each time,
mm-hmm.
but they would still have to submit everything to you, mm-hmm. and the staff,
mm-hmm.
to make a decision on.
Yep.
So that they didn't have the
to go
this delay
that
for the planning commission.
Yeah.
And you could probably, staff could probably could determine if they wanted to come up to us too at that.
Yeah.
That
yeah. Time it's questionable if she come to us.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, the 200, I mean, this what we did tonight was...
Right.
Yeah.
And I think generally staff has a pretty good idea of...
what you want out there.
I think the primary things that you've been doing plan reviews for the campus have been that quick.
Yeah.
Because, yep, it's an office space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Some sort of, like, fact-finding or...
Right. If there was going to be a new building per se or another major industry that was going out there,
yeah.
I could see value in having that plan review process.
Just moving some desks into an
office. Is the office space he's moving into already done?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay,
it's
so
just
it's
part
just
of the main office building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
So who's that?
Colin Peterson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that going to be long term too? Like the next. Whoever is going to be in the office, are they going to have an office there? Or
I have no idea. It would just depend on who's elected and where they... Yeah. Yeah.
What would we have to do to change it?
It would be just a text amendment.
So I would have to go to council and stuff for a text amendment?
Yep. So our thought would be we wanted to get an idea of what... If there was a general consensus to move forward with that, and then I will... move forward with some recommendations, and we'll see a text amendment come through then.
Time saver, cost saver for everybody.
So. Yeah. Yep.
I think we're all in agreement on that, sir.
Cool.
So you just go ahead and put some stuff together.
Get some things together.
To us and
perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
That is it.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Adjourned.